From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. European Union interior ministers, over the objection of four countries, approved a controversial quota plan Tuesday to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The interior ministers adopted the plan by a majority vote, ahead of a Wednesday summit of EU leaders in which several central European countries will have a chance to, again, voice their opposition to the country-by-country quota proposal. The Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia and Romania all voted against the quota plan, while Finland abstained. Nearly half a million migrants, 40% of them Syrians, have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East. The United Nations Refugee Agency said the constant stream of migrants is so large it called for the opening of refugee reception centers on the EU perimeter. Pope Francis just landed at Andrews Air Force Base a few minutes ago, but earlier today he celebrated a third and final Mass in Santiago, Cuba, urging Cubans to rediscover their Catholic heritage and live a revolution of tenderness. Francis spoke at a Mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Charity of El Cobre, the country's holiest shrine, with President Raúl Castro attending. During a visit to the shrine Monday, the Pope prayed for reconciliation among all Cubans, both foreign and international. Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi said Monday the Pope's trip was aimed partly at encouraging progress in the continuing effort to normalize U.S. and Cuba ties. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington on the Voice of America.